intellectual.
You mean insulting them? Or is that insulting?
Bookworm. No, intellectual wouldn't be insulting. Intellectual might be giving him too much. But it would definitely depend on whether they used what they read.
You know? Suppose you call someone who tries to get a lot of attention and praise from people. Like a kid.
An egomaniac.
Okay. What about a kid in school who always tries to make friends with the teacher and tries to get good grades more from the teacher's friendship with him?
Mm-hmm. A pet.
Okay. What would you call a grown person like that, say at work?
A brown noser.
Okay. How does that word sound, brown noser?
Well, it's very common.
Does that,
That's pretty derogatory.
Do you still have a sexual connotation with brown noser?
No. I was using the word for a long time before I realized there was any connotation to it at all.
The school that you go to from grades 1 through 6?
Grammar school.
Okay, and then after that, 7 through 10?
Either grammar school or primary, secondary or junior high would be 7 through 10.
And then what?
And then high school.
What do you call the place in the high school where they play basketball and so forth?
Gym. Hmm? The gym.
And the place where the toilets are?
Would there also be lockers and stuff in there? With the dressing room.
Okay. What about with just the toilet?
Bathroom.
And if children get out of school at 3 o'clock, you say at 3 o'clock school
ended.
Okay, and after vacation children would ask when to school.
Start.
And you go to school together.
Education.
And after high school, you go on to
college.
Okay. And after kindergarten, you go into the
first grade.
Any other names for that?
First primary.
Did you hear that term?
That's what they use at Sacred Heart.
First primary?
Yeah. Second primary, third primary, and then first prep, sixth. Or 7th grade. But they're kind of screwy at Sacred Heart. That's really a strange school. That's where Lizette goes to school, my little sister.
That's the girl?
Yeah, girl's private, religious. And they have their name, Sacred Heart Academy, in French on the side of their bus. Written out in French. Which sort of sums it up.
What do they have first, second, and third primary, and then...
No, I think they have. I think prep is 6th, 7th, and 8th. So that would be prep, I think. And then it's just high school from then on. Nice. So it's primary 1 through 5, I think. I don't know.
If a child left home to go to school and didn't show up in school that day, you'd say that it
skipped.
Okay. Would you use the same term regardless of whether it's, say, in third grade or freshman in college?
Anything in college, it'd be cutting class.
What about playing? Do you ever use playing?
Playing hooky? Yeah, but that's not used.
How have you heard that used?
By teachers talking about kids who weren't there.
Just say that.
But the kids would never say Charlie was playing hooky.
And you say, years ago children sit on benches at school, but now they sit at
desks.
And each child has his own
desk.
And if you wanted to check out a book, you'd go to the
library.
And mail a package.
The post office.
And you'd stay overnight in a strange town at a